applied lecture for the Smithsonian Institute Neutra exhibition, July 9th.
I so often have wondered, where do we go from here? Unless heroic efforts are made and systematic insight used, we'll simply have more traffic, more smog, more noise, and more deadly monotony. What will happen to the man, woman, and child who must live surrounded by these man-made, chaotic, and statistically regimented environment? What will happen to them? Will he be like a fish out of water, stranded in a hostile milieu of his own making? A goldfish is not adapted to living on dry land. He evolved in a watery environment. Man too has his limits of adaptation. He emerged in the plains of Africa and spread by curiosity of his brains and its gifts everywhere. His first setting into which he was born is so different from the one he is constructing for himself today. My son and partner Dion and the other faithful co-workers and partners I have been so grateful to see teaming up with me have attempted with us to keep in mind, to reproduce the characteristics of that original environment. Its perpetual subtle changes and delicate color palette can be seen through our transparent outer walls today, even when we now and in future ever better shape the simultaneous inner living climate. Even hostile environments, which the population explosion will reach, like those cold polar regions, the icy mountains and the barren desert, can be transformed by admirable technology so as to recapture the essentials of that original setting and assure our vitality instead of letting it be damaged. We are moving into an era when the life sciences, behavioral and biological research can combine with that refined technology to produce healthy surroundings, even in the vacuum of outer space, for a couple of astronauts. What could these sciences accomplish for billions if they turn their practical attention to environmental problems right here on Earth? Must we lose so much spunk and vitality every day after we leave the breakfast table and go to town? Although our scientific journals are full of new knowledge about man and his organic needs, we are only just beginning to apply it to the planning of the human environment here, in this terrestrial scene. Half a century I really have kept begging for it. Outlines of this application work have been suggested clearly in some of the books displayed in this exhibit, and I myself started writing about it so long ago. Grateful to every reader and to those who even ventured into real billing demonstration, and to those who collaborated. The big brothers of the architect are the biologist and the anthropologist. These others can point out those subtle and these cumulative dangers, past and present, of man-made environment, and what we need to make it more wholesome for the restless young and for coming generations. As in automobile safety, it will be up to the consumer to demand a better job, an environment safer, sounder, and life-sustaining. Where we go from here depends in part on you, the better-informed public, the grand consumership, who after all is king.